Glorious things have been proclaimed concerning you, O Mary.
O eternal and incarnate wisdom, O sweetest and most adorable Jesus, true God and true man, only Son of the Eternal Father, and of Mary, always Virgin. I adore thee profoundly in the bosom and splendors of thy Father during eternity, and I adore thee also in the virginal bosom of Mary, thy most worthy mother, in the time of thine incarnation. I give thee thanks for that thou hast annihilated thyself, taking the form of a slave, in order to rescue me from the cruel slavery of the devil. I praise and glorify thee, for that thou hast been pleased to submit thyself to Mary, thy holy mother, in all things, in order to make me thy faithful slave through her. But alas, ungrateful and faithless as I have been, I have not kept the promises which I made so solemnly to thee in my baptism. I have not fulfilled my obligations. I do not deserve to be called thy child, nor yet thy slave. And as there is nothing in me which does not merit thine anger and thy repulse, I dare not come by myself before thy most holy and august majesty. It is on this account that I have recourse to the intercession of thy most holy mother, whom thou hast given me for a mediatrix with thee. It is through her that I hope to obtain of thee contrition, the pardon of my sins, and the acquisition and preservation of wisdom. Hail then, O Immaculate Mary, living tabernacle of the divinity, where the eternal wisdom willed to be hidden and to be adored by angels and by men. Hail, O Queen of heaven and earth, to whose empire everything is subject which is under God. Hail, O sure refuge of sinners, whose mercy fails no one. Hear the desires which I have of the divine wisdom, and for that end I receive the vows and offerings which in my lowliness I present to thee. I, a faithless sinner, renew and ratify today in thy hands the vows of my baptism. I renounce forever Satan, his pomps and works, and I give myself entirely to Jesus Christ, the incarnate wisdom, to carry my cross after him all the days of my life, and to be more faithful to him than I have ever been before. In the presence of all the heavenly court, I choose thee this day for my mother and mistress. I deliver and consecrate to thee, as thy slave, my body and soul, my goods, both interior and exterior, and even the value of all my good actions, past, present, and future, leaving to thee the entire and full right of disposing of me and all that belongs to me, without exception, according to thy good pleasure, for the greater glory of God in time and in eternity. Receive, O benignant Virgin, this little offering of my slavery, in honor of and in union with that subjection which the eternal wisdom deigned to have to thy maternity, in homage to the power which both of you have over this poor sinner, and in thanksgiving for the privileges with which the Holy Trinity has favored thee. I declare that I wish henceforth, as thy true slave, to seek thy honor and to obey thee in all things. O admirable mother, present me to thy dear son as his eternal slave, so that as he has redeemed me by thee he may receive me. O Mother of Mercy, grant me the grace to obtain the true wisdom of God, and for that end, receive me among those whom thou lovest and teachest, whom thou leadest, nourishest, and protectest, as thy children and thy slaves. O faithful Virgin, make me in all things so perfect a disciple, imitator and slave of the incarnate wisdom, Jesus Christ thy Son, that I may attain by thine intercession and by thine example to the fullness of his age on earth and of his glory in heaven. Amen. O Immaculata, Queen of heaven and earth, refuge of sinners, and our most loving Mother, God has willed to entrust the entire order of mercy to you. I, a repentant sinner, cast myself at your feet, humbly imploring you to take me with all that I am and have, wholly to yourself, as your possession and property. Please make of me, of all my powers of soul and body, of my whole life, death, and eternity, whatever most pleases you. If it pleases you, use all that I am and have without reserve, wholly to accomplish what was said of you. She will crush your head. And you alone have destroyed all heresies in the world. Let me be a fit instrument in your immaculate and merciful hands for introducing and increasing your glory to the maximum in all the many strayed and indifferent souls, and thus help extend as far as possible the blessed kingdom of the most sacred heart of Jesus. For wherever you enter, you obtain the grace of conversion and growth in holiness, since it is through your hands that all graces come to us from the most sacred heart of Jesus. Allow me to praise you, O Sacred Virgin. Give me strength against your enemies. I, a repentant sinner, renew and ratify today in your hands, O Immaculate Mother, the vows of my baptism. I renounce Satan, and resolve to follow Jesus Christ even more closely than before. Mary, I give you my heart. Please set it on fire with love for Jesus. Make it always attentive to his burning thirst for love and for souls. Keep my heart in your most pure heart, that I may love Jesus and the members of his body with your own perfect love. Mary, I entrust myself totally to you, my body and soul, my goods, both interior and exterior, and even the value of all my good actions. Please make of me, of all that I am and have, whatever most pleases you. Let me be a fit instrument in your immaculate and merciful hands, for bringing the greatest possible glory to God. If I fall, please lead me back to Jesus. Wash me in the blood and water that flow from his pierced side, and help me never to lose my trust in this fountain of love and mercy. With you, O Immaculate Mother, you who always do the will of God, I unite myself to the perfect consecration of Jesus, as he offers himself in the Spirit to the Father for the life of the world. Amen.
Magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from this day all generations shall call me blessed.